We are streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Have a full traffic update on the way, but right now I have an update on what's happening in Cecil County. I've got the health officer for the Cecil County Health Department, Lauren Levy. Lauren, can you hear me?
Yes.
Lauren, how are you doing today so far?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are things going in Cecil County with the health department? Is it crazy or things okay?
Things are moving quickly. The situation is developing rapidly. We, as of this morning, have 16 cases in the county. None of those cases are travel-related, which suggests that there's considerable community transmission happening. And so it's really important that people are listening to the governor when he issues the stay-at-home order, that we are really complying with those orders and not going out of the house unless it's for essential tasks such as buying food or procuring medicines or seeking medical care. And of course, essential personnel are also able to travel to their places of employment. Really, social distancing and staying home are our best tool to combat continued transmission of the disease. And so I really just urge your listeners to comply with those orders and stay at home and take care of themselves and their families.
It makes a difference, especially if you go outside, you want to take a walk, that's okay, but you cannot take a walk right by someone. If you could put your arm out and touch that person, you're doing it wrong, right, Lauren?
That is exactly right. It's really important to maintain at least 6 feet of distance. And so I know we're all feeling cooped up. I have two boys. They're bouncing off of the walls, and we are going out for frequent walks and trying to go out for hikes. But, you know, the social distancing component is really, really important. So maintaining that distance from others will be critical to ensuring that we reduce the spread of infection and the overall impact that it's going to have on the county.
And so with everything going on, how are you guys looking with supply? Are you needing any supplies? Can any of my listeners help?
We would absolutely welcome any donations of supplies that people or businesses might have. If they are interested in making donations, I would encourage them to get in touch with us at the health department. They can call our call center, 410-996-1005. And I do also want to let people know if they have any questions, general or specific questions about COVID-19 or the response that we're staging here in the county, they can call that number between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and leave a message after hours, and someone will get back to them.
What was that number again?
410-996-1005.
And is that on a website at all?
So there are a number of websites that you can refer to. We are encouraging people to use reliable sources of information. So the Cecil County Health Department, if you're looking for county-specific information, is likely your best bet.
Okay.
Also, Cecil County Government website is another good source of information.
What's the direct link for the Cecil County Health Department?
It is cecilcountyhealth.org.
Great. And to make that simple, we'll post a direct link to get you to that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold and a direct link to get you to your Facebook page where you keep up to date with stuff on there as well, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that absolutely. So anything else the public can do to help? Just stay home, stay away. And any supplies in specific you're looking for?
Stay home, wash your hands. Also check in on your neighbors and friends who might be one of the high-risk groups and see if they need any help, see if they need you to run out and get them any groceries or medicines or anything like that. It's really important. It's hard. The social isolation is really difficult, and so it's important that we stay connected in the ways that we can. And in terms of supplies, personal protective equipment, surgical masks, gloves, gowns, face shields, those are the things that we're really looking for. We're also looking for N95 masks. If people or businesses have those, we would definitely welcome those donations.
And where would they take those supplies to? What's the best thing to do?
The best place to bring them would be the Cecil County Department of Emergency Services on Chesapeake Boulevard.
And they can find the direct address on the website?
Yes.
And again, to make that simple, we have a direct link to it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold. All right. Well, Lauren, I do appreciate you taking the time to kind of get the word out with how things are going in Cecil County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And thank you for being on the front lines also. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.